And now, a mea culpa. On Friday, we tried to impress you with a cool little piece about something called Unix time. Here's Day-to-Day senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Alex, in our last broadcast, we did a little story, really it was only about a minute long, about what we thought was an interesting event, a special moment that only true wireheads could appreciate. Last Friday, some of the digerati were celebrating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 in Unix time, which occurred at 6:31 p.m. Eastern time. Unix time is a way programmers measure time, with seconds ticking away one by one, since what is called the Unix epoch was established at midnight 1970 Greenwich Mean Time. I told you this was geeky. On Friday, the seconds added up to that magic number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Now, here's the errant statement in our piece about this event. It was reported by our colleague, Madeline Brand.
Unix is the system that measures time on your computer.
Well, as approximately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0 of our listeners noted, that is wrong. Unix itself is actually a computer operating system. Unix time is distinct from the Unix operating system, although, just to confuse people like us, the Unix operating system may use Unix time, but other operating systems may use it as well. The next big date for Unix time comes on January 19th, 2038. At that point, 32-bit computer programs will run out of numbers for Unix time, and they'll compute the date as Friday, December 13th, 1901. Yes, that's Friday the 13th. Happily, software engineers are well aware of this bug, and they have plenty of time to implement solutions. And hopefully, if we're still around in some form or another in 2038, we won't make another mistake about this mysterious thing called Unix time.
That correction from our senior producer, Steve Proffitt.